You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, and I'm joined by Nathan Moyau from Flat Frog.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're live here in Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth. If you happen to be on the showroom floor, swing on by. We'd love to chat with you. And so, Nathan, how's your show going so far?
It's going great. We're getting a lot of traffic. We got some really cool things in our booth, which is located in booth in number 4647. We got a bunch of interactive displays and collaboration solutions.
Nice. So for people that are listening that aren't familiar with Flat Frog, tell me about Flat Frog.
We provide a collaboration solution, more specifically interactive collaboration solutions. We are the touch and pen technology company behind some of the biggest name on the market, such as the Samsung Flip, the Dell displays, Avacore, Sharp, Newline, and they are all have adopted our in-glass technology to do the interactive aspect of their display. So if you're looking for a display and you're looking to have the most natural writing experience, come by and check out the product for yourself.
Nice. So some people may be familiar with your product and not even realize it.
That's possible. Even though we have been really promoting our brand in-glass, which kind of captures the whole writing experience. And if I had to kind of simplify it a little bit, imagine the whiteboard that you have in your boardroom or a drywall erase.
Yeah.
And that's actually a pretty good tool. You know, you can pick up the pen, you can write, there's no latency, it's very natural, and people like it, and to some degree, they like it better than the large display right next to the display because it's so natural. It's a lot easier and less threatening to pick up a pen and write it on the dry eraser wall. Mm-hmm. Where we're looking to actually make the experience a lot more intuitive and actually do everything that you can do on your analog board, but do it digitally. So now you can have the same experience when you write. It shouldn't feel like you're writing on a computer. It shouldn't feel like you're writing on a display. It should feel as though you are writing on a regular whiteboard. And by the way, when you're done, you can save the file and you can work on it later. When you leave the room, the sticky notes and the notes that you have taken, they're not there for all to see. Now it can leave the room with you. So it's also a lot more secure. So we're basically trying to replace the analog experience with a digital experience, but at the same time, we're trying to make the technology invisible.
And I think that's a really important factor there is invisible technology. I work at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill at the School of Media and Journalism, and I design classrooms and integrate for the various technologies in there. And we did a survey not too long ago with our professors that said, when we build a new classroom, what do you want? And they said, one, we want a big easy button. We want it to be super easy. We don't have to think about the technology. And we also don't want to see the technology because the technology can be intimidating to some of the older professors. Not knocking on any of the older professors. They're wise, you know, wiser than I am. They've forgotten more than I may ever know. But they don't want to see this stuff. They don't want to be intimidated by it. And that analog experience is very important. Some people really like that whiteboard or the big sticky notes and that kind of thing. But, you know, what happens if, let's say there's a natural disaster right after class and your building is gone tomorrow? You've lost all of that creativity. But if you have a way to turn that into digital files that can then be put out on a cloud or a server or wherever, you have the ability to take that knowledge with you. And also, too, you don't have to worry about the cleaning crew accidentally damaging your stuff or somebody seeing this. You guys are covering a lot of bases.
Yeah, if I may add to that, it's very interesting to spend some time with our own customer and to see how they're using it. And one of the insights that I've gained over the last couple of months talking to customer and watching him is if you have an analog board and you put sticky notes and you take notes, after you've done so, you don't want to touch it.
Right.
If you come the next day, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to erase.
Yeah, you don't want to erase that board.
And what we've seen is with the customer base that are using our product, it becomes seamless. So the data is no longer frozen into a display. Nobody wants to touch it. You wake up the the next morning, and you can move resource around. You can move sticky note just with a flick of the finger. So it's not really about the whiteboard anymore. It's more about your ideas that now can improve their adopting.
You can iterate on the fly.
We're providing technologies that are enabling people to capture their ideas very simply on a digital whiteboard, but then at the same time, they can change them and adapt them and make them better. We're giving them the ability to grow their idea as opposed to just frozen on a board. And that's a very powerful concept.
Yeah, it is, because in some of those classrooms I've seen where they'll write on the whiteboard and then they'll take a picture of it, and then they have to come in tomorrow and either redraw it or maybe annotate on something else. But to be able to literally pull up that exact drawing and modify it on the fly, or maybe duplicate it so that you still have the old version and then the new version.
Or even share it with your peers.
Yes.
Either real everybody time, or you can send it to your boss and a day later he's going to add his comments or make his improvements.
Real collaboration.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is really nice. So it sounds like you've got a lot of really exciting technology. However, there's a lot of people doing similar things. How do you differentiate yourself? I think you've touched on it a little bit, but if you had to sum it up in just a couple words, what separates Flat Frog from all the other noise out there?
It's intuitive, and it's simple, and it's user-friendly. And those are kind of terms that I know people kind of throw around.
Sure.
I would say, don't believe me, and come to our booth and try it for yourself. Yeah, this is the type of product that, you know, I can tell you how wonderful it is. I can show you PowerPoints, and I can write white papers about. But it is really the type of product that you have to try for yourself. You gotta, you know, pick up a pen and do the writing yourself, and then after you're done the writing, you know, see if you can change it, and then if you can email it to yourself.
Yeah.
You should really just try it for yourself. It's just the type of product that trying it for yourself is the way to go.
Well, on that note, where can I find you on this big showroom floor?
We are actually in probably 20 different booths with our partners.
Sure.
We would love for you to come to our booth, which is the booth number 4647. And you can also find a lot of good information on our website, www.flatfrog.com. And we also have a software that is available, whiteboard, that takes advantage of all of our hardware capability. And you can find that on flatfrogboard.com.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you joining me today. It's been a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that does it for this Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other live Infocom coverage, you can visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here in Orlando, come on by the Peerless AV booth. We'd love to check you out at booth number 3429.